For the past several videos, I've discussed how I've decided to be a little patient, how Russia-Ukraine tensions were amplified and were obviously in the media and everything, but I wasn't necessarily concerned about that, but thought it could amplify the Fed, which is still to raise rates. And while the title of this video, of this live stream, is that I am putting cash to work, I want to reiterate that the Fed is still going to raise rates, and I'm still somewhat concerned about that, and I'm certainly keeping that on my mind, and I'm not putting all my cash to work, and I'm putting some cash to work in a specific area that I've discussed many times on this channel, and I'm very happy to finally do so now that we've officially established the firm, Left Skewed Investment Management. Where am I putting my cash to work? Well, I'm putting my cash to work in the 10X growth stocks, which are down not since November, but down since this time last year, 60, 70, 80, 90%. The biggest addition I made today was in a company, actually, biggest addition, so a stock I already had. I added to stocks I already had, except for one, Intel, position I began today. The stocks I added to, and I'll just talk about the biggest one that I added to, was Jumia Technologies. What is Jumia? It is the largest online retailer in all of Africa. And the company is down almost 90%. I actually made a video about Jumia on this channel when it was at $2.83 a share, I believe. You can fact check me on that. If you go to the channel page and you go to playlists and you go to a section called Value Investors Only, long-term like investment ideas or something like that, you'll see a video for Jumia in there. I've held Jumia since that time. I obviously have traded in and out of it, sold parts of my position, bought them back if it pulled back, etc. And today I have just continued doing that same thing as I did with a couple other positions, also CRISPR Therapeutics, which I have a video about, also Virgin Galactic, which I have a video about. And I've, you know, all those positions regularly trimmed after a big run and regularly bought back after a pullback. And I think now is an appropriate time to continue to do that. It seems like the market is hopefully putting Russia-Ukraine tensions behind it. And I will discuss my opinion. Hold on, I'm just gonna move the video so you can see my shirt and the angles a little bit better. I'm gonna discuss my opinion as of this moment on the Russia-Ukraine tensions because I think that's something a lot of people want to know. And I actually just hired our first employee of the firm that was just established yesterday to be our Eurasian geopolitical analyst. He is very passionate about Russia and Ukraine and the Eurasian Union and area. And I appreciate his insight because I felt, you know, very understanding of the entire conflict, why it arose, and how Russia is actually attacking. It's not a traditional attack, and it's not going to have a traditional end. And it didn't really have a traditional beginning. So, sanctions have obviously been placed on Putin, and they were slightly less than expected. The market has obviously rebounded because the sanctions weren't so harsh. We obviously didn't get anything on energy. Obviously, other things as well, no direct sanctions on Putin, etc. Putin knew these sanctions were going to occur, and he knew they were going to have a significant effect on him. And there's not really a whole lot of benefit to taking Ukraine. It's not like he's going to make a whole lot of money doing this. In fact, he's actually probably losing money doing this, a lot of money. And he knew all this going in. So why is he doing it? Well, one thing is for sure, it's not entirely territorial ambition. Russia, from my understanding, does not have an ambition to dominate the world. It does not intend to destroy the United States. In fact, Putin thinks that the United States is a good country when it has America first principles and not global hegemonic principles. When the America is not trying to impose the ideas of the radical left, things like men being women and women being men, on the rest of the world. That Russia can have its own cultural norms. If you think about it, this is all has to do with the radical left. The radical left seeks to avoid conflict. They eliminate all points of conflict. They eliminate ethnicity, while every other country in the world is almost entirely determined by its ethnicity. It seeks to remove gender. It seeks to remove any point of conflict. But as a consequence of trying to remove every point of conflict, it actually creates the biggest conflict of all between the people who accept those notions and the fascists who don't accept those notions. And they have this conflict. And that is part of what Putin's trying to address. He doesn't want that stuff getting too close to his worldview. This is not about Russia taking over the world. They can't take over the world. And they know that. They're not prepared to do that. They're not trying to do that. They don't have the money. They don't have the people. They probably don't even have the will. This is not... Russia just can't... It's just unthinkable. It just doesn't make any sense why they would try to do that. They're not trying to do that. What they're trying to do is say, get off my lawn. Okay? You stick to your thing. We'll stick to our thing. They'll stick to their thing. And we have to show this. This is an event that has been brewing for some time. Years, if not decades, actually. NATO has encroached towards Russia, and we haven't really seen a whole lot of conflict. We've seen small things here and there. Georgia, Crimea, etc. We had a break with Trump, who was America first, was not trying to impose American hegemony on the world, just trying to protect American security. And we saw how there was no conflict with Russia. No conflict with Russia. That was a good thing, if you ask me. I think prioritizing American interests is what every president should do. America was not founded to be a globally hegemonic nation. It was founded to fight globalism and the globalists and hegemony and world domination, okay? We want to stick to our thing. We got our freedom. We know other countries don't like that freedom. Let's just leave them alone. Trust in our process. Be secure in our process. Have our strong military for defense, etc., etc. Do we really like to get involved in Afghanistan? I don't think so. Anyways, obviously, we want to keep things on the stock market, but I feel like I want to provide, you know, some insight that I'm not really hearing a whole lot about Russia. All I'm hearing is that Russia is this bad guy that wants to take over the world, which is not true. And we can't think about the situation like that, because that is what's going to lead the situation to continue, is if people assume that Russia is just trying to take over the world and do what we've been doing, but them instead. No. Okay? Russia wants to be Russia. They don't want transgender people in their country, and that's okay. We just have to accept that. We just have to be chill with that. Let them do their thing. The radical left has to chill, in my opinion. They just have to chill. So, that is Russia. It's a complicated issue. It's been brewing for some time. It's not world domination. It's get off my lawn. I'm doing my own thing. We've already screwed them a lot, and they have gone with the screwing. What am I talking about? When the USSR fell, they obviously had some sovereign debt. All 100% of that debt fell on modern-day Russia. And if you know about the USSR, it's many nations. They became, you know, their own nations, and they received none of the debt. Instead of that debt being allocated by population or GDP, all on Russia. And guess what? Russia paid that debt. All right? Let's thank them for that. Great. You guys have paid the debt. You've paid your fine for the war and for all the problems you caused in the past. Let's forgive you, and we will allow you and are cool with you doing your own thing inside your own borders. Chill. Trump was chill with that. He was down with that. Because he wanted to do his thing on his borders. He wanted to strengthen his border. America first. Russia, let's go, baby. We'll do our thing. You do your thing. We'll stay out of each other's way. All right? Peace. Cool. Then Biden comes in. And, you know, Hunter Biden, Ukraine, come join NATO. And Russia says, oh, get out of my, get off my lawn. And there's just more moving towards his lawn. And he wants everyone to just go away. So, now Russia and Ukraine are going to talk. Hopefully they're going to talk about that. And they're going to solve the issue between the two of them without us getting involved. We shouldn't be involved. We were involved in Afghanistan. Obviously, that was a mistake. We were involved in Iraq. Obviously, that was a mistake. We were involved in Vietnam. Obviously, that was a mistake. It seems that every single, like, last war we fought, every single last country we've been involved with has been a mistake. Down to China, giving so much of us to them has been a mistake. Let's just focus on our own country, and our own people, and our own borders, ourselves, okay? It's like crazy, in my opinion. But that's that. We have to get over this whole my way or the highway thing. It's not what this country's about. This country's not about moral absolutism. It's about freedom. It's about individual liberty. It's about our land, not other people's lands. Okay? That's today's video so far. I'm still got some cash in the pile, and I've got some positions, very ripe for harvesting, but I think there might still be more harvest to go, and I think those stocks are in the energy patch. I have a lot of energy positions that have grown quite large. My energy position exposure is something like 30%, and that is down because I've trimmed a ton of energy gains that has given me that 20% cash pile. So I've deployed some of that 20% cash pile now into the 10x growth companies. I would say I'm pretty well endowed in that department. And I will add more if necessary if they keep falling, but because they are down so big, I'm quite content with that. So we'll see what happens. We're going to the Fed. I think the market is reasonably well prepared for the Fed, but I don't think it's ever been the case that the market entirely anticipated the Fed before it occurred. So we might get some more. And there's certainly some stocks I still think are too expensive. But we'll see what happens because the underlying economy is quite strong. So that is today's video. I hope this provided you with some insights. Have a good weekend. We'll see what happens over the weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. So, peace out.